With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says there must be a path toward peace once the Israeli-Hamas war is over. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Even as Israel responds to the brutal October 7 Hamas attacks, President Biden is looking long-term and expressing hope for a two-state solution with independent states for the Israelis and Palestinians.
I know it's a lofty goal, and it's taken a lot of people a long time to try to get there, and we haven't gotten there. But he's not stopped working towards that goal.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby acknowledges the goal is not new and is a difficult one, but he says the hope is that it's not impossible. Greg Clugston, the White House.
In the meantime, tanks and troops pushing into Gaza over the weekend as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a second stage in the war. And also a UN agency says thousands of people breaking into aid warehouses in Gaza the last 48 hours, taking food and basic hygiene products. Also, at SRNNews.com, this week the Federal Reserve will decide what to do about interest rates.
The central bank has already hiked rates 11 times since March of last year, raising the cost of borrowing for homes and cars. While at more than 20%, the average credit card rate has hit an historic high. This at a time when skyrocketing prices have forced many people to rely more heavily on credit cards to make ends meet. The general consensus among economists is that the Fed will refrain from raising rates at Wednesday's meeting while not closing the door on the possibility of future rate hikes in the not-too-distant future. Rich Thomason reporting.
More bloodshed. Four people shot and wounded today at Georgia State University's Atlanta campus. And in Tampa, Florida, a shooting, two dead, 18 wounded. This is SRN News. Britain's education chief comes down in favor of parental rights.
In a declaration that American moms and dads can only dream of, UK Secretary of Education Gillian Keegan has sent a letter to all public schools ordering them to make all sex ed curriculum available for parents to see. Keegan says, quote, "No more excuses. This government is acting to guarantee parents' fundamental right to know what their children are being taught in sex and relationships education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Georgia, the Supreme Court rejecting a lower court ruling the state's new pro-life law is invalid. Abortion advocates challenged the measure because it was enacted in 2019 when Roe v. Wade was still the law of the land. Georgia bans abortions once the unborn child's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into the pregnancy. This is SRN News. Author Salman Rushdie could take the stand against the man accused of repeatedly stabbing him.
Chautauqua County District Attorney Jason Schmidt says Rushdie is on the witness list for the trial of 25-year-old Hadi Matar. A judge on Friday scheduled the trial to begin January 8th. Matar has pleaded not guilty to charges of assault and attempted murder. He's accused of rushing the stage at the Chautauqua Institution in New York, where Rushdie was about to speak in August 2022 and stabbing him more than a dozen times. A fatwa had been issued for Rushdie's death by the Ayatollah Khomeini. Keith Peters reporting.
Some pumpkin farmers in the western U.S. feeling the pinching effects of drought. Farmers had to rely on dwindling water for irrigation while battling rough weather conditions to get crops planted on time. Authorities say pumpkins are costing more this year. More details at SRNNews.com.